Hilchos Hefker v'Nechse Ager, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Lamed Aleph. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, Ki kasher nedakteik b'divrei ha-toiro ha-noiro v'ha-muko v'rachovanal, when we'll analyze carefully the words of this awesome, deep, long chapter in Likutei Moran, nimtza b'chol pino u'b'chol kotze dvorim nifloim, you'll find that in every nook and cranny, like, of this chapter in Likutei Moran, there's fabulous things. Ki betchilo koishev kamo bechinais sheneskalkalim al yedei nefilas emuna. The first thing Rabbeinu Zal does is he lists a whole series of items that get messed up when a person's emuna becomes messed up. Dahainu, for example, sheboim chas v'shalom makois muflois she'en moyelehem lo yirfuois v'lo yizchusovois v'lo yitfilo v'lo yikoyle signichois. Rabbeinu Zal says that when a person's emunah falls, the person gets hit with illnesses for which no medication or treatment will help. Even zuchus avos won't help. Praying in the zuchus of Avram Yitzchak Yaakov won't help. And tefillah won't help. And all kinds of groaning and moaning won't help either. That's one of the byproducts of nefilas emunah. V'yachakach mevayer eich lesakin esu emuna b'chol ha-b'chino esam v'orim shom kanal. And then Rabbeinu Zal goes on to explain carefully and clearly how a person makes a tikkun for the emuna in all different kinds of ways. Ukvar biarnu, and we've already explained, she'ein ho-emuna nistakenes b'shlemus ad she'zoichen l'chol ha-tikunim ha-ne'morim shom, that a person's emuna isn't really considered 100% fixed until he hits all the points that were discussed there, ad tikkun ha-mishpat, including and up to the last one, which was tikkun ha-mishpat, where the person's sense of justice gets straightened out. He begins to see things properly. Va'oz daiko nigmar tikkun ha-emuna betachlis ha-shlemus kanal. And it's then and only then that the tikkun of emuna is considered complete by this person. Now Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ato nuchal loimar, now we can say shehatikunim hoelu hem keneged b'chinas hakilkulim hanal, that these tikunim match the kilkulim exactly. U'keneged kol pegam v'kilkul mikilkulim hanal yeshkan tikun kenegdo, corresponding to every single problem that Rabbeinu Zal mentioned there, he provided a corresponding tikun for it, as we're going to see now. One of the tikkunim that Rabbeinu Zal described there is that the person can't pray, but he can scream from the depths of his heart. And that helps the person dig for the waters that are needed, whereby the person is zoche to find the deep advice, which is compared to deep waters, shemehem gedelo ha-emuna kanal, which is what nourishes and restarts the emuna. Al yidei ze nistaknin ha-koilois va-ganichois sheyecholen lo ha-yelato. That's what makes it, that if the Jew is going to be moaning and groaning now his moaning and groaning will be constructive. Why? Ki ha-koilois va-ganichois heim b'chinas koil v'loy dibur. Because when a Jew simply says, oi, oi vei, that kind, they moan without saying anything, that's called koil b'loy dibur. V'alkein nistaknin al yedei imke ha-koilois mi-ma-maki me-imke alev she'im shoroshi ha-koil. Therefore, the tikkun for that is, if the moaning and groaning is simply coming from the mouth, then it doesn't do anything. Especially when a person's in a state of fallen emunah. But if the moaning and groaning is coming from the depths of the heart, we know there's a pasuk, Bisposov chibduni v'liboy rochok mimeni. Hashem says that there are times when the Jews show me respect with their lips, but their hearts are very far from me. Their heart isn't really into what they're saying. Here also, most people that kvetch, they're kvetching, a lot of it is coming just from the mouth. It's not really from the heart. It's not that he's focusing the feelings in his heart to Hashem and saying, Hashem, oi, you know, really coming from deep and directing it towards Hashem. So it's the tzakas halev that makes a tikkun for the gnichois and koilois to make them effective. That's number one. That's one example where Rabbeinu Zal said that there's a certain item that when a person has nefilas emuna, their moaning and groaning won't help them. And part of the process of making a tikkun for nefilas emuna was tzakas halev. Rabbeinu Zal says that tzakas halev is what fixes up the moaning and groaning. Next, vayidei hamogine eretz shehem misaknenes hagerim umalam lebechinas pituchei choisem kodesh. We said that along the way, when a person is zeichet to make a tikkun for the emuna, that's what allows converts to come and join Bnei Israel. When we ourselves are weak in faith in Hashem, then gerim don't come and join us. But the stronger we get in our emuna, the more it makes it that the goyim see that their emuna is nonsense and they come to join ours. But we said that that creates problems, because when goyim come to join the Jewish people, they bring with them gaiva and niyuf, other problems. And we said for that you need the mogine eretz. There are certain tzaddikim that know how to deal with those problems. Shehem is saknem es hagerim. They make a tikkun for the gerim, and they elevate hechtim soroi to pituchei choisem kodesh l'ashem. Ayidei ze nistakein sheyoyil zchusovois. When the Mogine Eretz go to work at doing their job, when those tzaddikim who are qualified to be Mogine Eretz, when they resolve the problems of the converts, that's what makes it that from here on in, Zuchusovois will help. Ki Ovois heim bechinas ha-Mogine Eretz kanal. Because we showed earlier that Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov are called Moginim. Mogen Avroham. Melech Oizer Moshio Mogen, that word is used specifically in the Birchas Ovois. So therefore, when in 1994 the Mogine Eretz of today do their job, now that makes it that whenever a Jew is going to say now, the Hashem of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov help me, their words will be effective. Next, Vayidei Tikken Hamacholim Shenistaknim Alidei Simcha Shehu Chizak Hamalach. Rabbeinu Zal says at the end of that chapter in Likut Imran that there's the concept of dreams which sometimes come from a holy place, chaloyim alidei malach, and sometimes come from a bad place, chaloyim alidei shed. And Rabbeinu Zal said there that to a degree it's affected by the way a person eats. If a person eats bigdusha, tikkun hama'acholim, maichol means food, is also tikkun hamalach. That will assure the person that when a person goes to sleep and dreams, their dreams come from the side of good, from a holy place. And Rabbeinu Zal said, the more that the malach gets stronger, the more the koyach of refuah gets stronger. Because we know that all the herbs that we have in the world, the Gemara says, Ein lecho kol esev esev milamata, there isn't a single blade of grass on this earth that grows without an angel striking it and instructing it to grow. So we see that the grasses and herbs draw their strength from the malachim, from the angels. To the extent that we give the angels strength, to that extent we strengthen the power, the curative powers within the herbs and everything. Ki ikar kol harufuoi semaidea chilu shtia. Because typically most medicines and everything are related to eating and drinking. Shenoisen macholim umashkois lerufua, whereby they give the person food and drink for curing. And if a person is zoiche mekablen horefua alidei kol ma shoich l'meshoisen, they can draw their refua from whatever they eat, from bread and water even. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says in this week's parsha, uberach eslach mecho vesmeimecho vahasiroisi machlo mikirbecho. Hashem says, I'll bless your bread and water, and I'll remove illnesses from you. Meaning, you won't have to get erythromycin and this mycin and all of those medications. Hashem will put the cure into the bread and water that you're eating. Because the Hebrew word for sickness is machala, kol hamachalo. The Hebrew word for bread is halechem. Hashem has the ability to put cure into the bread and water that you eat, the most basic foods that a person will eat, that should give the refuah. So he's showing you how the list of problems that Rabbeinu Zal enumerated in the beginning of the chapter in Likut Imran, that a person can get to such a bad place where zchus avos won't help, tefillah won't help, refuah's he won't have any refuah. All the different issues that he mentioned throughout the chapter are a tikkun for the problems he mentioned up front. Fayde tikkun ha-mishpat. Another item that he addressed there was tikkun ha-mishpat, where a person's sense of justice should be corrected. Shehu kesher ha-merkovo, which is established by a person feeding the angels, the four angels that support the throne of Hashem. Ayde ze nistakein b'chinas ha-tfilo. That's what makes it that the Jew's tefillah should be effective from that point on. Ki ha-tefillah hi bechinas kesher ha-markovo ki yodua. Because the Arizal tells us that when we daven, tefillah is what binds together the throne of Hashem. Sha'al yidei ha-tefillah nase ikar ha-yichud shu bechinas mito shleimo shal yakoid shu bechinas dalet degolem shal yud be'shvotim shehem bechinas ha-markovo kanal. We say that our tefillah is what brings about a unity between Hashem and the Shekhinah. That unity is called a perfect bed, mito shlema, when the zohar and akeva are proper. The term mito shlema is also used about the 12 sons of Yaakov Avinu, which were divided into four flags, four groups, corresponding to the four angels of the throne of Hashem. So that to the extent that we are zechet to tefillah b'shleimus, the tefillah which generates the yichud kodesh b'ruach hu, which is mito shleima, which is yud bei shvotim, which is dalet degolim, which corresponds to the four angels of the merkava, the tefillah is tied into this kishur hamerkava. That's the connection between from one to the next. Ukema shekosov Rabbeinu Zal, as Rabbeinu Zal writes in Likutei Moran Tanina in chapter 84, sheikar hischaprus v'hadveikus l'Hashem Yisborach hu'alidei ha-tefillah, that out of all the things that a Jew could do to become religious, the thing that attaches the person to Hashem the most is tefillah. She'al yodo ikar ha-yichud ki-yodua. That's the thing that has the power to affect the most easily and most powerfully a yichud between Hashem and the Shekhinah, which means establishing the throne of Hashem, this kishar merkova. V'alkein ikar ha-tefillah al-yidei mishpot. And this is why Rav Nosson Zal says the main power of a Jew to ask for things is dependent on mishpat, judgment. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in the second chapter of Likutei Moran, that tefillah is called a sword. It says, Yaakov Avinu said to his sons that I'm giving you the city of Shechem, which I took away, which I conquered with my sword and bow. And the Gemara says, Becharbi is betfilosi, and bakoshosi, bekashti is bakoshosi, with my tefillot and bakashot. That's how I conquered it. So we see that tefillah is compared to a sword. Rabbeinu Zal says there on the Likutei Moran, a sword doesn't help you unless you know how to strike at the center, dead center. If you can strike at the heart, if you can stab somebody in the arm and here and there, you're not going to win him. He could still beat the daylights out of you or kill you. But if a person knows how to wield the sword to go for the center, that's when the sword is effective. And Rabbeinu Zal calls that mishpat. Mishpat means that not too much to the right, not too much to the left, right up the middle. That's called mishpat. Because we find in Shulchan Aruch that the perfection of mishpat is pshara, compromise. When two people, this one says he owes me 500, I owe him nothing. If the Bezdin can get them to agree to 250, unless if Bezdin has Ruach HaKodesh and they know exactly who's guilty, who's innocent, one thing. If not, the second best thing is pshara, get them to agree to a compromise where each one is giving a little, that kind of thing. So therefore, we see that tefillah is dependent on mishpat. Tefillah, which is the sword, is dependent on mishpat, which means centering yourself. Ki ikar shleimus ha-tefillah kluya betikkun ha-mishpat. Because the main effectiveness of a Jew's tefillah is dependent on tikkun ha-mishpat, shu kesher ha-markovo, shayidei zeh ikar ha-yichud v'ha-chibur shel Knesset Yisrael l'Hashem Yisborach. That's what affects the greatest degree of connection between Hashem and the Jews. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says, merkovoi argomon toichoi rotzuf ahavo ki yodua, that Hashem's throne is made from purple wool, And the word Argomon refers to the angels of the throne. The Aleph is Uriel, the Resh is Raphael, the Gimel is Gavriel, the Mem is Michoel. Those are the four major angels of the throne. Toichoi Rotzuf Avo, the inside is lined with love. That's that Avo that it's activated through the Tefillah. Kiyadua, as is known. Nimtza, therefore we see Shaharafua Nimsheches Haidei Tikkun HaMacholim, that the refuah, which is drawn by perfecting the eating, which is done through simcha, when a person eats when they're in a happy frame of mind. Rahman Son, they say that the majority of problems in digestion and stuff comes when a person eats and they're depressed or angry. That can cause tremendous kilkul to the food. Ki kol harefuos boim aydei simcha kama shikosu b'mokom achar b'likutei taninas simen chav dalet. Because we know that bichlal, the cure to most sicknesses is simcha. The question is, what's the connection? The answer is because when you're in simcha and you eat, your food has curative powers. The food has a koyach harefuah to it. Whereas if a person is in the opposite of simcha, they're in anger and they eat, then the food has poisoning powers. The food can actually cause problems. Shezeu Bechinas Nisan. This is the concept of the month of Nisan, Bechinas Hagula, the concept of redemption. Shezeu Bechinas Birchas Goyel Yisroel, which corresponds to the Brochen Shmon Esrei for redemption. Alkein Nismachachakach Birchas Refoenu. That's why Refoenu comes right after Geula, because Geula is Simcha. Rabbi Nizal says in that chapter in the Kutimran, Ki Besimcha Seitzeyu. What's going to get the Jews out of Golus? Simcha. So Geula is Simcha. After Simcha comes Refoenu. We go right into the Broch of Refoenu because that's going to be the cure. V'acharkach miyad berchas hashonim, and then we immediately go into the Broch of Borech Oleinu es Hashon Azos L'toivo, shemispalim sheyu hashonim kisidrom, that the year should go smooth and properly, v'yivorech es kol minei tvuah l'toivo, and Hashem should bless all of our crops for the good, shehem macholim, which means the food. Because when there's simcha and there's refuah, then the food is bikdusha. Hainu shemispalim al tikun hamacholim. This means that we're praying that the food should have a tikkun. Shinim shoch mibchinas brocha. The food should come in a form of blessing to the person. V'loye bohem shum achizas hashedim. The food should not be messed up at all by the forces of tuma, like the shedim. Shehim b'chinas klobo chas v'sham, which represent a curse. She'al yodom kilkul hamacholim. That's what causes a spoilage to the food. Shegormin ma shegormin chas v'sham, which causes what it causes. It causes mikra laila chas v'sham, causes a person to have bad dreams, all kinds of bad things that happen. Note, zvuv, the concept of zvuv, a fly, zvuv represents klipos. It's brought. Because by Amalek, when Amalek came to fight the Jews, Moshe Rabbeinu said to Yeshua, "Ksoiv zois zikoroin basefer v'sim biosne Yeshua." Write this down in a book and tell Yehoshua that the battle against Amalek is forever. The first letters of Zikoroin, Basefer, Vesim, Biosnei, the Arizal says, are Zvuv. That there is a Klipas Zvuv. Rabbi Nizal told a story about the Zvuv and the Achbish, the spider and the fly. The fly represents Klipa. That's why it's brought when food spoils, flies gather around it. Why? Because that food spoiling, the spoilage in the food, represents Klipa and Tuma, which they're attracted to. The alkein mazkirin kamo poomim bebakosha zois loshin brocha. Rav Nosanzal says, this is why you find in Borei Choleinu, we've mentioned several times that the food should be livracha. The food should be a blessing, not a curse. Kamei shekosov Borei Choleinu v'sein talumoto livracha u'mesaimim mevorei hashonim. Why do we keep repeating the word brocha? Hakoil kedei lohoitzi esho adomo uperoiseo me haklolo shel odom arishoim. This is all for the sake of removing the curse that Hashem placed on the ground when Odom Arishon ate from the Eitz Hadas. Shehu alidei pigam abris chas Hashem. That curse was initiated through the pigam abris of Odom Arishon. Alidei nitzutzei keri shel Odom Arishon kiyadua. Because Rachmanos Lan, there came forth mitzvah say carry from Adam Rishon, That's what resulted in the food being cursed, etc. Vonu mevakshim shashem yizboach yivate lakolos. Our tefillah is that Hashem should remove the curse, v'yahapchem lebrocha, and convert it to blessing. The Satan should not have any hold on our food, should not be able to affect our food in any negative way. That's one item. Next, Gam Borech Oleinu Merames al Bechinas Seder Hazroim Hanizkar Betchila Satorana. So too, the Broch of Borech Oleinu applies to Seder Zroim, which Rabbeinu Zal mentioned in the beginning of that chapter in the Gutimran, which refers to Emuna. Emuna is a seder zroim, making a seder to the seeds that they should grow properly and produce food that's nutritious, that's really healthy. Shaydeze ikur harafua. That's where the main refuah comes from. Dehainu sheyivore cheskol mine tfua suadoma litoiva. That Hashem should bless all the grains and everything. Hashem should put a bracha into them that they should benefit the person that's eating it. It should give the person the right nutritional value and to really help the person. Ubechlal ze hu tikun haseder shel azroim. And included in this is the tikun of the seder of the seeds. Kibaloi ze bevadai ein hatvua toivo meyachar she'ein igdolam enetloshim besidro moroi chasushon. If the food is not being picked at the right time, in the right seasons, and it's not growing properly, of course it's not going to have nutritious effect on the person. Somebody just mentioned to me recently that the people that know about vegetation and things like that, that because of the strange winter that we're having here in Eretz Yisrael, that there's no rain for months and everything, if you look at the things that are growing, you see wacky things happening. You see things budding now, whereas they're not supposed to bud until a few weeks from now or a few months from now, because they're being thrown off by the weather. Because they're summer-type weather, so the plants are trying to do their summer program despite the fact that they haven't had winter. They haven't gotten the water, the liquid yet. They're budding without enough water. Lahavdil, it's taking a car out for a drive without enough fuel in the tank. See how far you're going to get. Lahavdil, here in the food, we can see that fruits will be produced. And we wouldn't know, unless a person knows a lot about agriculture, they're not going to know that even though it looks like an almond, it has 10% of the nutritional value of a regular almond because these roim are shaloi kesidru, because there's a shaloi kesedra that took place, you know, in the growing pattern of it. So what's the Jew supposed to do with that? How do I... The answer is, if when a person's praying Shemoneh Esrei and he says Borei Cholenu with Kavona, Borei Cholenu Sashan Zosto Veskol Minei Svuasa Letoivu, he's saying, Hashem, shine your bracha into the vegetation, that the things that I eat should have a bracha, so that if there's anything physical missing from it, Hashem could make it up in Hashem's tikkunim. Nimtzo sha'anu mispalim gam al seder tikkun shel azroim. So that we see that in this bracha is included also tfilos for the seder of how things grow, of how things are planted and grow. Shaydeze ikur harufua. That's again what affects the nutritional power and the curative power of the food. V'alkein nismach borei choleinu l'refoeinu. Now you see the connection between those two brachas. Why refoeinu is put right in front of borei choleinu? The canal, as we said earlier. Because we don't want to have to go to doctors for cures. We don't have to get these sicko medicines with all their side effects. We want the cure to go into the food, the lechem and mayim that we eat. So therefore we say the bracha refuah and immediately say the bracha for regular food, that Hashem should put a blessing into the normal foods that we eat. It should have that curing power in it. V'yachakach oimrim teka b'shoifor. The next bracha is the bracha for redemption. Hashem should blow the shofar, telling us that Mashiach is coming. Shemispalalim al kibbutz nidochim, whereby we ask Hashem to gather in all the people from Golos. Dehainu l'saken u'lekabetz kol nitzutzei haneshomois shenispajru al yidei pgam abris al yidei ashchos hazerach hasvashon. This is referring to the ingathering of all the souls that became dispersed all over the world as a result of a person's pigama bris, the concept of wasting seed, and that seed doesn't go into people, and it ends up being dispersed, chasashon, and it goes all over to distant places, and in order for the world to have it taken, that stuff has to be gathered back into the Kedusha and get it taken. Kemavur bahat tefila shemoy sifin shom lespalel azek yedua. as is mentioned in the prayer which some people insert in the bracha of Tka B'Shofar, as is found in some Siddurim. It's very, very rare that you'll find this. Where are you going to find this? The Sephardic Siddurim, where they highlight the names of Hashem that are found in different places. In this bracha of Tka B'Shofar, we say, the Kapzenu Yachad Me Arba Kanfoy Soretz Le'atzenu. If you look in your Siddur, you'll note that in the Yachad, the Ches is large side. Me Arba, the Beis is oversized. Kanfois, the Vov is oversized. It's the second or third letter of each word which form a special name of Hashem, the name of Hashem, Ches, Beis, Vov, which stands for, which is the first letters of the Pasuk, Chel, Bola, Vayikienu. That the Satan swallowed up a whole army and he's forced to spit it up, to regurgitate it, to give it back. That's the special name of Hashem that refers to Tikkun HaBris, that refers to taking all of those sparks of Kedusha that fell into the hands of the Klipois and shoving something into the throat of the Satan, like you stick your finger down someone's throat to get him to vomit. This is the concept where when a person has Hashem Pigam HaBris, the Satan swallows up all of those sparks of Kedusha and everything. When a person makes a Tikkun for it, it's like shoving his finger down there's a pasuk, Betzavoro Yolinois, the last shear that Rabbeinu Zal gave in his life, the Torah Tikkun Teichocho, he explains this whole process, where tzaddikim shoot a missile into the throat of the Satan, it's tefillah bebechinas din, the Satan sees din, he swallows it, it gets stuck in his throat, and causes him to vomit up all kinds of things. And that's how Gerim come to the Jews. Gerim referred to Kedusha that was totally swallowed up by the Goyim, and now it comes and returns to the Jewish people. So it's brought that it's this name of Hashem, this Chespe, Chel Bola Vekianu, which we push that button in the Shemoneh Esrei when we're saying these words, Yachad Me Arba Kanfo Yisroel Tatzenu. That Shem is hidden over there.
It's the battle, no
head. Right. Right. Who can bring the arrow back, who can shoot an arrow and pull it back. Ki kol habrochois adato hoyo binyan zeh. Because Rav Nosson Zal says, in actuality, all the blessings that we said from chayn das and tshuva and slicha were all plugged into this topic of tikkun habris. Binyan tikkun achoysin ledusha, shu tikkun habris, tikkun hamikrois v'kanal. As we said earlier, Dahainu Sheniskel Sakin Hadas Velasis Chuva Shlema Ad Sheniskeli Hinotzel Meatome Mikrolaila, until we'll be zecha to be saved from having any of these chasashon accidental emissions at night, mi pigama bris bechola bechinas kanal, or from any type of pigama bris. Vialkain ato mispalala malkibutz nidochem kanal. That's why it's bedavka at that point in the Shemoneh Esrei that we pray for the ingathering of all the distant souls, the Hainu Shekol Haneshamois, Shekvar Nidchu Alite Pegama Bris, Shekvar Nechshalubem Chasashon. This means that all of those souls that got rejected and pushed to all kinds of distant places, far from the Kedusha, as a result of our Pegama Bris, which we fell victim to already, we're praying Shashim Yisborach Yekabtzeim BeKedusha Shenis. Hashem should gather them in once again. Shezehu bechinas kol inyan brocha zois shu mekabetz nitche Am Yisrael ki yodua. This is the deep meaning behind this brocha de Shemoneh Esrei, as is known in the writings of the Arizal. That when we talk about ingathering of these distant souls, we're talking specifically and especially about this concept of the pigama bris that resulted in this. There's another pasuk that's quoted, Bizroyoi Yekabetz Tloim. There's a pasuk that says that Kavyocho, with Hashem's arm, he gathers in the sheep. And it's brought that the first letters of Bizroyoi Yekabetz Tloim refer to a name of Hashem, a special name of Hashem, Beis Yotes, that refers to Tikkun HaBris. Because it's brought that the seed, the zera inside the body, is symbolizes like oil for a candle. The brain is called a candle, Ner Elokim Nishmas Odom, right? Just like a candle needs oil to feed it in order for the candle to burn long and well, so too the moyach of a person needs these liquids, the shamnunis of the guf, to be retained inside the body in order to feed a candle. What happens, chas v'shalom, when a person wastes zera? It means they're discarding some of these oils. So that the brain, the candle's without oil, it can't burn, or it certainly can't burn well. So it's brought that this name of Hashem, Beis Yud Tes, is the atbash of the word shemen. When you take the word shemen, the shin is the second letter from the end of the aleph beis, corresponding to the beis, which is the second letter from the beginning of the aleph beis. Yud is the tenth letter from the beginning of the aleph beis. You switch it with mem, which is the tenth letter from the end of the aleph beis, and beis yud tes is the ninth letter from the beginning. You switch it with nun, which is the tenth letter was mem, the ninth letter is nun. So that shemen in atbash is beis yud tes, which refers to that name of Hashem that's employed in gathering back these souls that have become distant. If you look in your machzer for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, I think Art Scroll has it also, I'm not positive, but many of the machzerim have it, that when the chazan on Rosh Hashanah, this is one of the very important things that Rabbi Rosenfeld Zal taught us, I see many people don't know about it. When the chazan on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur is saying the chapter Umipnei Chatoenu Golinu Me'artzenu in the Musaf Shmoneh Esrei, the paragraph that begins with the words that because of our sins we were thrown out of our land, there's a special tefillah from the Mekubolim, especially Hirotzim there, that takes about 3-4 minutes to say, which you say while the chazan is saying the Umipnei Chatoenu, which hits all of these names of Hashem. It encompasses this whole topic of Pegam HaBris, describing what happens and how we're asking for the tikkun for it.
But you can't say them.
You don't pronounce the names of Hashem. You say the pasuk Bizroya Yekabit Sloem or Chel Bola Vayikenu, and you're mechaven to the first letters. You highlight in your mind the first letters. V'ahakach Mispalalim Hoshiva Sheftenu. What's the next bracha? We start off that Hashem should restore the mishpat. The mishpat should be set right once again. Bechinas tikkun mishpat ki ikar shleimus hatikkun holiday tikkun mishpat v'kanal. Because we said that the finalization of tikkun huemuna is dependent on tikkun mishpat, the fixing of the justice. Kval kein oimrim hashiv shafenu achar mekabes nitche ki ikar tikkun mishpat hu daiko holiday shenizhorin sheloi lahalois bechinas tipas esav yishmoel elamoyach. If you recall, we learned many pages ago that the main tikkun mishpat is that when you're being makariv people, when you're being makariv those sparks of kedusha which is supposed to be makariv, to be careful to keep out those that need to be kept out. Those that represent the droplet of Esav and Yishmoel, they are not to be brought close. Yishmoel, Avram threw her out of the house. He knew to throw Hagar with Yishmoel out of the house. Yitzchok knew to tell Yaakov, and he told Yitzchok, "Ki be Yitzchok yikori lechazora, v'loy kol Yitzchok." The Gemara says it's only part of Yitzchok that would result in pure children. Yaakov, Esav goes to the garbage again. Ki bechinas tipas Esav Yishmoel tzrichim lidchoisam daiko, because when you're dealing with the droplet from Esav or from Yishmoel, there it's a mitzvah to reject them. It's a mitzvah not to allow them to join the Jews. Shezehu ikar bechinas tikkun mishpat kanal. That's doing mishpat in its proper way, where you're selecting the good and discarding the bad. That's called mishpat. Mishpat is when you sort out what's good and what's bad and you separate them. Al kein oimrim brocha zoy shei tikkun mishpat achar mekabitz nitche the kanal. That's why the mishpat is said after mekabitz nitche to tell us that we're gathering in all the nidachim, now we do a selection and select whom we accept and whom we reject. Ki bechinas tipas esav tzrichem lidchoysam daiko v'loy lekabtsam b'toch kibetzan nidachim. Ki ze ikre tikkun mishpat kanal. V'al yidei tikkun mishpat oz daiko nishlam tikkun emuna kanal. And we said in that chapter in Likud Imran that once a person has done all the other things and he's done tikkun mishpat, then he finished the job. Then he gets 100. Al kein oimrim tekef achakach birchas haminim. Therefore, what's the brocha that comes after that? Vela malshinim al tisikva. The brocha against the apikursim, against the philosophers, those that are the atheists, those are the opposite of emuna. lahachmia v'laker haminin, to uproot and destroy the apikursim, the koifrim, and the non-believers. Ki kishezeh kom, zeh noifel. Because the rule is, when the emunah, Rabbein Zal said it in that chapter in the Kutimran, when the emunah reaches shlemus, that's when the kfira and apikursis has its mapola. Ki ato nishlam tikken ho emunah, nidei tikken ha-mishpot. Because we've shown you how the first 8 or 9 brachas of the Shmon Esrei were pushing all the buttons that you needed to get to Shleimus or Emunah. Once the Emunah is b'Shleimus, now we're ready to throw the Apikursim out. Va'oz noiflim kol ha-koifrim v'aminim. That's when we get rid of all the atheists and all the philosophers, all those that are anti-faith. Pagama bris, the oils are being wasted. What about when a person has a kosher emission? What about when a person is... The answer is that doesn't, no problem whatsoever comes from him. It's only when it's done against the Torah, that's when it reduces from the oils of the brain. When it's done conforming to the Torah, when a person is moitzi zera bekashrus, it has no relevance whatsoever to a person chas v'shalom who's being moitzi zera in a manner that's against the Torah chas v'shalom. That's number one. And number two, what does Rabbein Zal say is one of the most powerful tikkunim for tikkun abris? Im toitzi yokor mizoylel. That if a person takes people that are not religious and helps them to become religious, im toitzi yokor, you'll bring forth something precious from something cheap. That's the tikkun for keri. The word yokor is the same letters as keri. Why? Because keri was that you took something precious and you made it cheap. You took something that was the oil for the brain. You took this super precious perfume and oil and you threw it into the garbage. The tikkun is, take garbage and make it smell like perfume. Take a person who's not Shana Shabbos, this, that, and have him join and become Shana Shabbos, he becomes mamish, a perfume to Hashem.